At the same time, consumers are complaining about high prices for just about everything. More of them are spending money on luxuries. This really is a study in contrast. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne joins us now to take a look at what the heck people are spending their money on, Marie.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, everyone. So inflation's at a 40-year high, sitting at around 9%, and most households are cutting their discretionary spending. We're talking things like cable, extra dinners out, or gym memberships. But some economists say it also looks like some people are still buying stuff they really want. We're talking things like jewelry, concert tickets, think those $1,500 Taylor Swift tickets, and vacations. So these numbers are mixed. They're complex. Overall, 40% of Americans say they're splurging, down from 51% in 2021, according to McKinsey & Company. And it's interesting to note who's pulling into the Walmart checkout aisle these days. More affluent households are trading down, meaning they're shopping at big box discount stores or online to save on groceries and other staples. Higher income groups drove Walmart strong profits in the first quarter, according to company officials. Experts say lower income households, they're continuing to see a pinch in their economy or their economics. And overall, people are not dining out as much as they were after the pandemic. And another bit of news from Delta this week bears out what we said at the top, that people are willing to spend on some things. Delta is planning to launch its new premium economy service on some of its transatlantic flights. A premium economy seats can cost twice as much as standard economy. Delta has said that revenue from seating like premium economy or first class, guys, is growing faster than sales from standard economy.
Well, we are a little schizophrenic here when we're complaining about the price of a Big Mac while wearing our new Gucci shoes, you know? I mean, but there is some of that going on.
You painted that picture so well. We heard Jeff Sloan earlier talking about, overall people are really tightening their belts. But when you talk to people selling those Gucci shoes or other high-ticket items, they're doing okay.
Even in the affluent level, people are making changes and maybe going to several different stores. Like Guy was talking about, maybe he knows someone that goes to Costco for the bulk prices, but for the ready-made somewhere else.
Well,
and I definitely do that.
In the Wall Street Journal, that we are witnessing the end of one-stop shopping for groceries.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I think that's been going on for a while.
Well, it has been, because there's specialty items, and some folks have better ready-to-eat stuff, but their prices on staples aren't so good. So you find yourself going to Costco, Plum, and Kroger.
Right. Yeah. Mimo, when I was growing up, we went to the one grocery store.
That's it.
My mom would pile up the grocery cart, and it just wasn't that expensive.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get a whole lot more for what you paid.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Go on,
you're
Marie.
Welcome. I just wanted to point out that Walmart did say that they're seeing those wealthier customers coming into their store. So it's here.
Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.